It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Beyonce's super strict diet has Twitter talking. On her homecoming Coachella documentary, the Formation singer revealed how she was limiting herself to no bread. This sounds like Live the Web Girl, let me just tell you. Limiting herself to no bread, no carbs, no sugar, no dairy, no fish, no alcohol.
She said no meat.
And no meat. She said, bottom line, I'm hungry. What the hell does this woman eat? What is she eating? Liv, what is left?
Grass.
Literally, is it only vegetables?
Well, yeah, but like also if she's limiting herself to carbs, like vegetables are technically carbs.
So what do you eat though? I'm dead serious.
Water.
I literally don't understand nice water. What she's eating.
Because I was thinking understand. Like a cracker, no.
No.
I mean, maybe she's eating like
no fish, no meat,
stuff.
No dairy, no carbs, no sugar. I literally don't know what is left.
I don't think she's really counting. Yes, obviously fruits are carbs, but I don't think she's counting that as a carb compared to like, hey, I'm having a potato.
The thing is, Beyonce is eating the stuffing out of her couch cushions. Well, I don't know what else is left for this
girl. It really
to
will
eat.
Clear you out if you are backed up.
It's a lot of fiber, probably. She had to lose like a ton of weight. She was 218 pounds.
Yeah.
When she gave birth she said to her that. Kids.
Well, and, you're taking away my garbage.
Hey, are you doing the garbage today? Hold on.
I was getting there.
Included that. Okay,
and
go
that's
ahead.
When Liv the Web Girl
hijacked garbage.
She
said what Liv said. She said, I was 218 pounds the day I gave birth. I had to rebuild my body from the start. She had to cut her muscles back together, whatever. She said what people don't see is the sacrifice. And people took to Twitter to discuss this diet. Someone said, we all want a Beyonce body, but who's doing no bread, no carbs, no meat, no dairy, no sugar, no alcohol? And speaking of her pregnancy in her new Netflix documentary, Homecoming, she talked about the health issues she actually faced after giving birth to her twins in July of 2017.
My body went through more than I knew it could. I was 218 pounds the day I gave birth. I had an extremely difficult pregnancy. I had high blood pressure. I developed toxemia, preeclampsia. And in the womb, one of my baby's heartbeat paused a few times, so I had to get an emergency C-section.
That's why they had to sew her back together.
And Jeopardy host Alex Trebek announced earlier this year that he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which left him wondering about his future on the show. Yesterday, he posted a video announcing that he, I'll let him tell you.
The spookiest moment at the mansion probably was we were just.
Oh, dang. Well, I've got it over here. Let me see if this is it.
Some of you may recall that at the beginning of this season, I promised you that we had some surprises in store for you. Well, of course, I had no idea at that time that there were some surprises in store for me as well. I've always tried to be straight with you, and I'm not going to stop now. So despite what you may have heard, I'm feeling good. I'm continuing with my therapy. So I look forward to seeing you once again in September.
And Taylor Swift and Khalid will both perform at the Time 100 Gala on April 23rd. Both performers were also named to the list of Time's top 100 people or whatever. Last year, Jennifer Lopez and Shawn Mendes performed at the gala. Rumor is also that Taylor Swift will be performing her new single and debuting the music video for the track at the 2019 Billboard Music Awards on May 1st. Yes, Liv.
Are you done with the garbage?
No.
Okay, do your last story, and then I have one thing that I want to add.
Okay. And on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon last night, Kate Beckinsale showed off her very convincing fake sneeze.
I was really jealous of people who had allergies when I was at school. So people would sneeze, you know, 200 or 300 times and then get sent out of a science class. So I sort of worked up a really convincing sneeze. You want me to do it?
Yeah, let's see. Okay. You guys want to hear it? Here we go.
Okay, ready? Because I give the sort of illusion that there's matter in there, and there isn't.
That sounds like something Alex would do just for attention. Like,
yeah, I thought that was genius. It sounded real. What did you want to share?
I just wanted to add, if you are not in works with a working with a doctor or a registered dietitian, don't try Beyonce's diet because you're going to kill yourself.
No, why not? Couch cushion stuffing and hangnails. That's what she's eating.
Try it at your own risk.
Yeah, that's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.